I had the opportunity. Thank you, Matt, for singing. And you can fight with Terry later on about those key changes. And I tell you, if he could put me up in that key, I would have been started a fight right then. We've been going round and round. I had the opportunity after the concert on Thursday night to go just have a meal and just reflect back on what an evening God has given us. I had the opportunity to, for those of you that were here in the concert, Cindy, who I've mentioned many times, we worked together for now over 20 years, and those doors opened in the back there a little bit after 7 o'clock. She walked in with her daughter, Alyssa. You know, I've been inviting her to concerts all the time. You know how you invite people, man, they never show, and then all of a sudden, doors open, they walk in and go, well, what are you doing here? Come on, you know what I mean? Go, well, you invited me. She came down to the front, and I gave her, and I introduced to the people who Cindy was, because she's helped us out here at Mount Calvary so many times. Folks don't realize that. It was just a few years back where we didn't have quite as many attendants as we do here now. There was a time when we didn't have Brother John Medeiros helping us out on that financial end, that he has done such a wonderful job. He has for so many good years we've had. And back at a time where we only had about 15, 18 on Sunday morning, an old preacher found himself doing a lot of jobs and filling a lot of tasks. I'd say, Cindy, I need a little help over here. And at work, she would say, anything you need, let me know. And she so willingly, with the goodness of her heart, to help us out here at Mount Calvary. So she actually knows a lot of the names and stuff that I would talk about without attending that much here. She came to the concert. Afterwards, when you sat on the first row, I introduced people. I went over to her. I said, now, Cindy, I have put you on the spot. You're sitting here on the first row, about where Alex is. I said, I put you on the spot. If you need to sneak out, I can get you right out that door and come through the bottom and out to the back, and nobody will know you're gone. She said, sneak out. I am loving this. This is just what my heart and soul needed. Said, well, about Alyssa? She said, she is just loving it. Sitting there, and I could see her there with the big eyes. She was looking up those guys, and little David Sutton was here on the end, and he is such a wonderful voice talent, but such a wonderful entertainer too, and all the little smiles and gyrations. She just ate up everything. The next morning, as I went into the office, Cindy was laughing. She says, oh my goodness, what a blessing it was to be there last night. And later on, after the concert, they went out and grabbed some food over at that 5-star Roy Rogers over there and just had a marvelous time. She said, but my daughter came and told me. And she said, Mom, during one of those songs, God was simply speaking to me. She says, I feel like I'm going to go home, Mom, and just pray all night long. To hear a little 10-year-old make that, and Cindy was laughing because she says, you know, Charlie, you and I have had many discussions about my daughter, and they've never really brought up the subject of her wanting to pray all night long. Some of the discussions have been about some other things that she's been desirous to do. What a blessing. What a thrill it is to know that God is still touching hearts of people. People making changes and making choices because of being touched by God's Word. I left on Friday, the middle part of the day, and went up to visit my parents. Always a joy for me. And I know after being in the house for only 3 or 4 minutes that everything with them was going well in status quo. I walked in the midst of an argument. Everything's good. about a cup being empty, about some different personal things going on, and immediately when I walked in and said, "Pop, how are you doing?" And my mom responded, telling me how he was doing. I knew that everything's okay. I knew they're doing okay. And I had chosen something to speak on this morning. But through the events of Thursday night and making the travel, and trust me, folks, it is such a blessing that I have to have my parents who are still alive. Pops has some challenges. I know my mom is a saint for taking care of him the way that she does. And I changed my mind on what we're going to speak on today. I'm just going to take a short period of your time. And what I'm going to do I'm going to tell you something out of the newspaper. Because if you read a newspaper, it must be true. Right? I was flipping through the pages over there, and I love small town newspaper. The news is just, to me, it's so much more real. I was reading about how, and they have a little section in the stand paper, and they tell you 25 years ago and 50 years and 75 years ago, and something caught my eye, and back in 1939, I believe it was estimated over 300,000 people went in attendance to Stanton, Virginia, to hear the evangelist Billy Sunday preach. I won't ask anybody how it was. I won't get mad. I won't nobody ask me. Don't ask me how it was. I wasn't around there. I'm fortunate. I have one of Billy Sunday's songbooks. Somebody gave me one, and I treasure it. And I started to read more and more. And then I love what they have in that little small town. They have a little article, and the title of it is My Answer by Reverend Billy Graham. I've been a fan of Brother Graham for such a long period of time, and I think that, what was his 94th, 95th birthday?
96.
Was it 96? And I was shocked because the question that had been written in was a question that was somebody asked me in just the past 2 weeks. And the question was about God's will. And I'll read you the question. It says, "I'm facing some important decisions in the next few months, but how can I know what I ought to do? Does God care about things like this, or does He just leave them up to us to sort it out on our own?" In the past 2 weeks, somebody come to me and asked me about decisions that they were going to make, about things and challenges, about how, and we all know that at certain times in our life that we have choices to make. Wow. Started to read this. And they gave a scripture, and I read that scripture, and then I opened my Bible and I started to study and look about what God's Word has to say about the direction that God wants you to take. In Psalm 32, it begins, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." Then I read all the way down to the 8th verse, and this is the verse that we're going to focus on this morning. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go." I'm going to repeat that. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with mine eye." In some translations, say, I will instruct you with my loving eye. Heavenly Father, I have a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Allow our minds and hearts to be open to receive that you'd have for each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You have questions in your life. You have decisions to make. And you want to know, first of all, does God care for you? Yes, He does. He loves you. If He didn't love you, if He didn't care for you, sure, your life would just be spinning about. But He cares for you, and He loves you. And He's very concerned about every decision, every direction your life is taking. Because He knows what is best for you. Even more so than simply caring, if I read this scripture, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. He wants to guide you on the path. He wants to guide you on the path. I like the 9th verse. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many souls shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Don't be like the horse or the mule. I hate reading something like that because something like that hits home with me. So many times I have been focused, I've been on a path, and God has saw it fit to get my attention. Maybe at certain times in your life He's allowed things to come into your life to get your attention. I believe that God, in His wonderful wealth of knowledge and wisdom, wants to guide us, wants to direct us, because He knows how important our decisions are. I know that on Thursday night, sitting here in this front pew, decisions for God were being made, and I thank God for it. Wow. Open up the paper, I read this, open my Bible up, and my goodness, I believe first and foremost, you got to pray about it. You have a decision, you got to pray. People say, well, I'm not sure about how to pray. You can talk, can't you? You can speak. I know many of you can do that. I know many of you have the blessed gift of communication. You have no problem talking. Some of them are pretty quiet now. I was in North Carolina one time going from Greensboro to Winston-Salem. I was given a ride and I jumped into the van. I'll never forget, the gentleman who was driving, his wife Myrna was on the side. And as I got into this van and I was sitting in the back with a friend of mine, Roger, we were off to a wonderful little retreat. We'll call it a golf course, if you want to call it that. And it was very unique because the front of that van was filled with conversation from one individual the whole trip. And I'll never forget the statement that he looked over and made just before we started talking about, well, we're going to have to get... He looked and he said, dear, just put a comma in it every now and then. I'll never forget that statement. And she started to laugh. And we in the background, we were already laughing when the comma was made. My friend, God is never going to tell you to put a comma in it. Because God wants to hear from you on what is going on in your life. You need to, first of all, you need to pray about it. You need to talk to God. Just as simply as you got up this morning, say, good morning, God. Good morning. Fill Him in on everything that is going on in your life because He knows, but He wants to hear from you. Because what does prayer do? Prayer sits it in your mind and in your heart. Prayer, when you filled your life with prayer and talking to God about a direction, He will place that purpose within your heart and make you stand for it. I think after that, you ought to get advice from godly people. Jane and John are not going to be with us here. They're going to be traveling down to South Carolina, and they're going to take a lot of their wisdom and mose those nuggets down there, and the folks down there are going to be so welcoming because they've lived life. They've lived life. And more than willing they are to share direction and comments, positive, because of how they've lived. Not always perfect, but the challenges that they face and how God has seen them through. I think you ought to pray about it. I think you ought to share and listen with your ears to how God do people. And then I think you ought to check it out with God's Word. Folks, I've never in my life lived in a time where you have more religious goofballs than ever. I'm just telling you, my opinion. This is not something you read in this Bible. This is something that I totally believe. You've got more spiritual weirdos than ever. You got people out there telling you all kinds of stuff. You got people under the guise and under some puffed up thing about, well, this is from God, and trust me, it is not from God. And how do you know that? Because you open the book and you read what is written in the book, and God will reveal to your heart what the truth is. And it has to line up. The choices that I make has to line up with what is written in this Word. The best thing you can do sometimes is check your own attitude. Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Does it line up with God's Word? Once you've prayed about it, once you've chatted with folks, and you open your Bible, does it bless others? Does it fall in line with love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, heart, soul, and love your neighbor as yourself? If it doesn't line up with that, trust me, it's wrong. And I thank God that He allows us to go back to His Word as that litmus test. "I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my loving eye." I've got a God that not only wants the best thing for me, He wants me to make the best decision, and He wants to help me to do that. Then I walk into church on a Sunday morning. I've gotten a text even before I get here. And I realize about how things could have been so different simply if a car had been a little more in line. Oh, thanks be unto God for His angels of mercy and safety as He surrounds us. Now, this sermon may not apply to you because you may not have read the paper. I got the paper. I read the paper. I shared with you this morning. Or maybe it strikes a chord in someone's heart. Maybe there's decisions to be made. Maybe there's challenges, things to face. Pray about it. Talk to others and have them pray with you. And most importantly, open His Word. Open His Word and place that Word into your heart so it's the truth that is found. The truth that we find here will allow God to lead us. It was a good week. It was a good visit. I always love visiting my parents. I got a few tasks done. Yesterday afternoon I said, "I'm leaving you so you can have your afternoon late nap. The one that I dare not disrupt." And sometimes you just know that God has such good things in store. For we as a people here at Mount Calvary, for the good things that He's allowed us to experience so far, and what I believe are the great things that He has to be done in His name and for Him in the future. Look to Him. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in Your house. We've sung praises to Your name. We've opened Your Word. We've read about how You simply want to lead us and guide us. Allow us to be willing to turn to You in prayer. Allow us to be willing to turn to brothers and sisters in Christ who've been there, whom You've seen through, and let us learn from them. And let us most of all open Your Word and read it. And decide the path that You have us to go. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the folks here today. We thank You for each one that took part in the service. We thank You and lift up on Tuesday.